Hi, this is Angela.
This is Kim.
And this is Peggy.
And together we are
the Book Bros. I love that. That's so funny.
I love how you laugh at it every single time.
I know, because I'm like a goldfish. I just go around and I go, oh, that's funny.
So now you're a goldfish.
I am a goldfish. I'm not a writer. I'm not a writer.
No, sweetie. Okay, this is what the focus of this conversation is about, because Angela and I are sick of hearing Kim say, no, I'm not a writer. I'm not a writer. And I hear it from clients. I know Angela hears it from clients, too. I am sick of hearing it, not just from Kim, but from anybody who says it, because I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Every person I meet has a book in them.
But does it mean they're a writer?
Anybody can write. It's like laying bricks or learning to do plumbing. It's a skill that you master with practice.
And I never want to plumb or lay stuff, so...
Well, yeah. Fine. Don't install a toilet. But you can put a few books down, or a few words down, on a piece of paper. You know,
it goes back to everybody has a story to share. Whatever their own journey has been, there's a story there. And people often, I find, don't find themselves interesting. I spend a lot of time talking with people to say, no, this aspect of your work, your life, your experience is very interesting.
I get that. And maybe what you've just said actually brings another interesting point, is that any successful author, never mind the word writer here, but any successful author has to have a ridiculous amount of faith in themselves. Like, they have to be relentlessly self-promoting. And, you know, we were saying, well, I don't find myself authors or writers, rather, don't find themselves interesting enough. I mean, I find myself fascinating.
How do we just laugh?
Come on. I thought I'd get a bigger laugh than that.
Yeah. No, anyway, we just looked at each other stunned.
But the point is, to write, everyone, like Angela said, and I said, everyone has a story. Everyone has a book in them. And the more people I meet, the more I realize how true that really is. And Kim, you probably have 20 or 30 books in you, not just one.
Yeah, but it's also finding your voice. Like, what is your voice in all this? I mean, when I'm writing, and I guess I write press releases, I write pitches, I write. Yeah. I like that. And I like what I could do with that. But I think I've trained myself, and I get what you say about training. I have written myself in a corner, so to speak. I write very short. And I feel I don't think I could sustain a book.
I think you can. I have just written 100,000 plus words, and I had no idea that that was possible. I had no clue that I had that much to say, and I did. You start writing a story,
right.
And you, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, you add another layer and you answer some more questions, and you take another direction and you see another interesting path over there. And it's actually a really wonderful exercise, because you get to fully explore a topic and not just have the quick hit. The quick hit writing, absolutely, we all do that, whether people do it on pen and paper or on a computer or even just verbally telling a tale. There's still that writing process. But the prospect of writing a book allows you to sort of peel back the layers of the onion. I guess I'm watching Shrek too much with my son. Sorry about that. But absolutely. And the beauty of ebook publishing, which of course is your focus, Peggy, is that it doesn't have to be 100,000 words.
You can publish.
What would you say?
I've just finished the 44th book that I've written by myself. And I would say maybe 10% of those have been of the length that Angela just described. The rest of them have all been maybe between 20 and 50,000 words. So you're talking short.
Still sounds daunting.
No, it's not, actually. It's really not. Now, the most I've ever written in one stretch, and not an entire day, was, I think, 7,800 words.
But what if...
Where I just sat down and poured out.
What if you think, I suck?
But that's
okay,
part of the
process.
Okay,
first of all, you don't suck. Yeah, and that's part
of
the process.
Someone sucks. Come on. We see the suckiness all the time.
But that's why people need editors.
That's right.
What we were talking about in a previous podcast. We'll put a link in this one. The idea is that people can write their thoughts. Maybe their spelling's bad. Maybe they don't know how to express themselves.
And everybody gets hung up on that. The spelling, the grammar has nothing to do with the writing. Virtually nothing to do with the writing. Really?
I don't know.
All right. I think it may be our mission to take up a collection
Cattle
so that
prod me.
We can put Kim in a writer's hotel for the weekend.
What would I write?
Okay, that's our
phone in. Tell me what I should write.
That's the question. Come to the blog, post a comment, tell us what you think Kim should write about. We'll do a follow-up.
Okay, we're at thebookbrods.com.
See you soon.
Bye.